Chinese paratroopers strike, and we're running and gunning and killing and slipping up on sentries and snapping and eating their hearts and stuff. Figured we'd do a little comparison here between tent setups. This is a brand new tent, bivy tent, single hoop bivy by AquaQuest, and I really love AquaQuest equipment. I love their tarps and all the other stuff I have from them, but I don't like this. We had a pretty heavy rain. You know, could this have been staked a little better to turn water? Yeah. We have these little rods in here that will stand up somewhat if you can make them work for some foot room. But all in all, I'm not overly impressed. So this is the tent that my son stayed in, and he left it up so he had somewhere to go. And he closed the flap like you're supposed to. And so here's, let's see what he's got going on in here.
We've got a swimming pool.
Of course, none of this is his gear, so he don't. Okay, yeah. So we got a lot of water infiltration. And that's a poncho liner and a poncho. Yeah, so there that is. He did set himself up in a bit of a depression. The thing I don't like about this is if it's raining, there's nothing you can do. When you like to get out of it and get into it, you're exposing yourself to this torrential downpour. That's my hooch over there. So what I have going on is I have a snug pack ionosphere. But there's things I don't like about it, like the rain fly, which I'll pull out in a minute and I'll show you. So what I do is I started carrying a Sil nylon tarp to put over my tent. Here comes some rain. So, you know, having a Sil nylon tarp enables me to do a few things. When it's super hot, I can raise the sides up and all that air flows through, and I've still got the benefit of that bug net around me. So I don't wake up with ticks and I have the mosquitoes and all that. And it works. You can see mine is bone dry. This is a much better overall system, I think. My bedding is dry. I didn't have any of the issues that he had. So the single hoop, this is a double hoop bivy, so it holds its shape a little better. Now the AquaQuest tarps are amazing, and they're waterproof, not water resistant. Obviously the tent is not waterproof, or else, you know, I wouldn't have that. But what I love about the flexibility with the Sil nylon is I can configure this thing in a lot of different ways. Like right here, I'm not in the woods, so there wasn't limbs and things to tie to. So I just used this stick as an entry flap here, and then tied off to that. I didn't have any issues with water infiltration, and you can do any configuration of that nylon tarp that is situationally appropriate to the land that you're in. Or you can just not have it at all and look at the stars if you're 100% sure there's not gonna be any rain. I've had this thing for years, and it's robust, it's everything you need, nothing you don't, and it just holds up. You know, years ago, if you told me that I'd be using a tent, I'd say you're crazy, because I was so against tents. But then I had this horrible tick incident, a couple of them, and then I had things with other types of bugs and stuff. So it's like, when it's real buggy and snaky, I do want a net around me, you know, and that's basically what this tent is. You can see it's just basically a bug net that has some structure to it. And it's 7 feet long in there. I'm 6'6". So I can lay down in there and be cozy and comfortable. And it's perfect. I guess the bottom's waterproof because the water won't come out of this thing now. I mean, you could stake this out tighter and the water might have shed off. That's one thing that wasn't done. I think he ran out of stakes. So see right here, you've got these, there's pieces of metal in there that help this thing stand up. But it's real easy for them to get kicked off like that. I guess if you strung this, you know, tie it as a banjo string and had this lifted, maybe it might have turned the water, but I don't know. This overall design here is not as slick.
It's not giving you the warm and fuzzies.
Yeah, I mean, especially in mountainous terrain like we're in. I'll go ahead and pull this one too. See, so there's a, so it's got this side to it. So water doesn't get in a situation like that. And always use a ground sheet, because tents are expensive, ground sheets are not, and you want to save that wear and tear on your tent, and you get that moisture barrier. But I had somebody ask me the other day, like, what your go-to tent is. Mine is the Snug Pack Ionosphere. Okay, so I went and got the Rainfly that came with it. I stayed in this one time, and then I decided I didn't like it. It wasn't for me. I love the tent, the bug net section, but I don't love the rain cover. But I'll put it together so you can see it.
Do these come with a ground cloth of any kind?
They don't. The ground cloth that I'm using is a German military or Austrian military, one or the other, surplus.
See, one of the reasons why I think maybe this one, your shelter did better than your son's,
yep,
is your tarp completely protected the ground cloth,
yeah,
and didn't allow the water, like this in this situation, the water's going to go here,
yep,
and it might potentially go up underneath you and then soak you.
Yep.
Maybe.
Snug Pack Ionosphere.
So over here's where you access your tent, and then, you know, you just go in through the side. All right, so you can see the rain fly here. Cold weather, yeah, that would be awesome. The problem I have with it in hot weather is it gets awfully stuffy in there. There's not that airflow coming in like I have with a tarp. And also, something can walk up this close and be right here, and unless you hear it, you're not going to know about it because you can't see out of this thing. So for that reason, I kind of did away with the rain fly and I switched to using the Sil nylon tarp. And I'm better served by the nylon tarp, which is a multi-use item. I can do a lot of things with that tarp where this is only a rain cover. So it's that kind of mentality. As soon as the ticks and the bugs and the snakes go away, you won't be caught dead with a tent. But in the hot weather, I've gone to a tent. I really like it. In the wintertime, sleep pad, bivy bag on the ground. But I've had so many tick incident and trauma. Therapy didn't do me any good. The meds didn't work. And here I am left with the scars, physically and emotionally, from the tick. Yeah. So what do you think about that?
I think that's a good setup.
Yeah.
If you're gonna sleep on the ground, that's in hot weather when it's buggy.
Yeah. At regular intervals, every couple weeks, few weeks, I'll come in here and I'll spray this area with permethrin. So, you know, nothing's gonna try to crawl in there anyway, just for that added bit of protection. If you had told me 10, 12 years ago, you know, you'll be sleeping in a tent 10 years from now, no, because I was so against tents. But that was the younger me that could sleep in a hammock. And now, because of my back issues, hammocks are not good. So that forced me to go to the ground. I've got to be on something solid, because with my back, I'm constantly shifting from back to side to the other side to the back to the stomach, da da da. Not good for a hammock at all. And most of that sleep happens either on my side or, you know, face down, and you can't really do that I found in a hammock. I just don't rest well anymore. I enjoyed hammocks. I love the fact that they were lightweight and just boom. In the mountains, you can create level ground anywhere you want because, you know, you're tying up in the trees. So that's the problem. And where I live in the mountains, you know, I do have to really look to find that good piece of micro terrain. A lot of times I have to dig to make it. I have to actually scrape out a place for this to work out. But, you know, being able to sleep without having things crawling on you or mosquitoes swarming your face is pretty nice. I do like that part of it. You need to be concealed from the rain. You got to reach in and try to zip all this stuff up while you're in it. And then to make this waterproof, you have to, from the inside of the tent, flip this bib over to protect the zipper track.
That would be...
It's a little weird.
That's a little tricky, awkward. Yeah.
Now, okay. Chinese paratroopers strike, and we're running and gunning and killing and slipping up on sentries and snapping and eating their hearts and stuff. I'm not sleeping in a tent, not doing it. I'm gonna carry ammo and water and probably a poncho. That's about it. You know, you're gonna live differently in that world, but as long as I'm not in that world, I don't have to slather myself in bug dope and be exposed to all this, then I'm not going to. In my current life, this works. You know, if it's a hostile environment, yeah, I don't want to be zipped up in anything. I think that's obvious. But I do a lot of hiking, a lot of camping, and sometimes, like right now, I'm down here guarding. I'm guarding my garden against deer. So that was one reason I set up here, to observe them and shoo them away. Sometimes I move a goat herd and I need to stay near the goats. This is kind of the configuration that I'm using right now in this location. Now, if I pick this up and move to the woods, it's gonna look totally different. You have to constantly match to your terrain, but this works really well. You can see I've got my awning set up here where I can be under there seated when I get up in the morning. And this gives me a little dry workspace if I wake up in a downpour. One thing that I've done here that I will do at different times is I've put a line on this grommet and moved it back to the main line just enough to create this little bit of a channel here.
You got a gutter?
Yeah. And that way the water is going to go down and away from where I'm going to be sitting, you know, when I'm working. It's not a waterfall right in my face. And I've got airflow on all sides. And I can see things, at least, you know, as they get closer, I can see it coming. See a bug on the net right now wanting in, but he can't get it.
Access denied. Sums it up?
Try that. See how it works?
Do it.
Do it.
Just do it.
Different strokes for different folks, man. It works great for me, so I would recommend it.
Cool. Signing off?
Signing off. Vanilla Thunder.
Don't forget to hit the thumbs up. See ya.